Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch into the second hour of the show, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We're changing gears, going across over to Venezuela for an update there, where I think it's been several weeks now since we've talked about what's happening in Venezuela. It was actually, I think it was mid-December when we talked about how people were buying things for the holidays. Unusually, like, you know, in recent years, the holidays have been pretty slim pickings as far as very bleak. Yeah. Not a lot of food and, you know, not a lot of joy going around. But people are a little bit feeling a little more flush with cash this holiday season because, and they're going to talk about it in the story from Bloomberg Businessweek, because the government there has officially been looking the other way when it comes to possession of the U.S. dollar. And so that has allowed people to be a little more open with their use of the greenback in Venezuela, which is what they would rather do. The average person would rather transact in dollars than they would the bolivar, which for those that if you're new to the show or haven't been following Venezuela's news, the government there has just been ravaging the money supply by radically inflating, hyperinflating their currency.
And you know, it kind of makes me wonder, wouldn't that actually help the Venezuelan government because now they have dollars, more dollars?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is what they're lacking. And when it comes to buying stuff overseas, nobody's taking their local currency. So
it'll certainly help them, get things that they couldn't get before, like toilet paper.
Right.
And that helps everybody. But the thing with the government is they can't officially do anything with the dollar. So
for PR reasons.
Right. So it helps them sort of quietly through the back door.
Right.
But it doesn't help up front because that's the one thing that, and that's what this story is going to report on here, is that there's a ton of dollars down there now, and that's a good thing, but it's causing new problems because the government has a prohibition. Even though they're looking the other way, it's still not legal to, say, take a dollar into a bank account.
Now, it is helping their enemy, basically, though.
The U.S. federal government?
Because it does enable the U.S. dollar, you know, the U.S. government to basically, you know, because remember, the dollar was always in decline, a slow decline.
Slowly.
So the U.S. government effectively benefits from this, adoption effectively of Venezuela. And so by Venezuela of the dollar unofficially.
Sure. And it's not the only country. I mean, there are many countries in the world that are dollarized like this. That don't have their own local currency. So here's the story from Bloomberg Businessweek. U.S. dollars are everywhere in Venezuela, and suddenly that's a problem. The greenback is steadily gaining currency in this inflation-racked country, where a single dollar buys about 60,000 bolivars on the black market. And that is the new bolivar, the new so-called bolivar soberano, which, for those that, you know, maybe have not paid close attention, they introduced in 2018, in August of 2018. And when they introduced the Bolivar Soberano, it was to replace the Bolivar Fuerte. Now, Bolivar Fuerte means strong bolivar. Bolivar Soberano means sovereign bolivar. And the Bolivar Fuerte originally replaced the bolivar. So there have been two complete replacements of the currency within the last 20 years in Venezuela. The first time, I believe they knocked three zeros off of the bolivar and made the Bolivar Fuerte. And then in 2018, when they made the Bolivar Soberano, they knocked five zeros off. So a 500,000 Bolivar bill became a 5 Bolivar bill. Just try to think about that. We don't have bills that are that big in the United States, but if we did, you know, that would be shocking. for a lot of people, right? That's a huge change to the currency. And after they made that change...
Do you know what it was, like, I don't know, 50 years ago or 60 years ago, like, the equivalency? Was it $1, like, equivalent to one boulevard or something?
I don't know what it was even 50 years ago. That's a great question. I don't have enough history on Venezuela.
Yeah, I would love to know, because it would kind of tell you what, how just how absolutely insane this is. Like, give you something to base your understanding or... You know.
Well, the reason I'm telling you about this this change over the bit of history is to give you some perspective on how crazy the hyperinflation has been, right?
So
they lopped five zeros off of wait, did I say 500,000 to yeah, that's right, 500,000 would go to five. And now so what happened when they switched to the Bolivar Soberano in 2018? It's again August of 2018, so it's been like a year and a half since this happened. I remember we talked about it when this happened. And we said, mark what it is right now. We're going to check back in another year and see what the exchange rate is. When we first looked, and it was like September, like it was like 2 weeks after the switchover, it was like 72 Bolivar Soberano to one U.S. dollar. Now it is 82,583 to one U.S. dollar.
Wow.
Just to give you some example of how fast this is going, the story that I'm sharing with you from Bloomberg was published on January 3rd. So 1 week ago, this story was published a week ago, and it's citing 60,000 bolivars on the black market for one U.S. dollar. It is now 82,583, so it's up another 22,500 bolivars in the last week.
These numbers are so big, I can't even comprehend them.
That's part of the problem with this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, so like if I had $100,000, I'd be able to wipe my
There are people using the bolivar for craft purposes. They're like making wallets out of them and things like that.
Yeah,
selling them on
it's,
eBay.
It's like even if I was rich, you know, if I was wealthy, it wouldn't matter anymore. I'd be poorer.
That's correct. So you wouldn't want to hold on to the bolivar if you had any. You'd want to get rid of it as quickly as possible. And that's why people are using the dollar more and more often down there. In fact, the last time we read about this, they were saying that more than half of the purchases people are making are in dollars now. Signage for pricing has two prices on it.
I kind of wonder, where are they getting the dollars from?
The black market. People are literally shipping them in.
And
they're coming
shipping
back
out
them.
Goods, I guess, because usually you would want goods for dollars, right?
Or also remittances. So family members from outside of Venezuela. Because in the last several years, many people have escaped from Venezuela. They have left. They've moved to Colombia.
Right.
They've moved to the United States. They're going where their family might be elsewhere, or they're just setting up a new place outside of Venezuela. So those folks still have family in Venezuela, and they will send money through Western Union or cryptocurrency or whatever.
Yep.
They will send money in that way. And we've certainly seen people in Venezuela creating and selling things online. Some people will just sell the bolivar online.
Yeah,
that's how we
true.
Got those up there. They're sitting in the studio. They're
like eBay or something
there,
like that.
On eBay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's illegal to sell the bolivar on eBay in Venezuela, but people will do it anyway because it's going to feed their family.
Oh, I was thinking it was actually illegal in the United States, but I'm like, well, yeah, but it's not illegal in Venezuela. But I guess it's illegal in Venezuela too.
Well, I don't know what the sanctions are. I mean, there are sanctions on Venezuela. I don't know if they're against the people though, or they're against the government. I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Is it illegal to buy something from a Venezuelan?
Is it illegal to sell U.S. dollars? I guess it isn't, right?
To sell them to someone in Venezuela?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, like, could
we
sell U.S. dollars to somebody in Europe for euros, I guess?
I think you can do that. I mean, if you make a business out of it, then they will argue that you've become a money services business and that you're subject to MSB
rules
and Bank Secrecy Act stuff, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's highly regulated, but not illegal, I guess.
Right.
Or potentially not illegal.
It's not likely.
But it would
illegal.
Be illegal. It would be illegal for me to get on eBay and sell, you know, U.S. dollars for euros, theoretically, right?
No, I think you could probably do it to a limit. This isn't legal advice,
right.
Just to be clear. I think you could do it probably to a limited extent.
To a limited extent.
But if you're just doing it here and there, but if you're doing it as a full-time business, they would probably say
I wonder if eBay would allow it or if they would prohibit it.
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know about that. But if you're doing it on a full-time basis, they would probably say you are what is called a foreign currency exchange, and that is one of the, like, seven different things that qualifies you as a so-called money services business.
Right.
So back to the story here. So now it's up to 82,000 bolivars per U.S. dollar on the black market. That's as of today. And it's creating challenges for local businesses because Venezuelan's banks are barred from offering foreign currency accounts. So what does that mean? Well, that means if you're doing business and you're accepting dollars, you're getting a stack of money that you can't do anything with besides stick it under your bed or in a safe.
I hope you don't get robbed.
That's it. So we'll continue coming up here in moments. 850. No robber wants the bolivar, but they'll want the dollars.
Oh, yeah.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We've been talking about money, specifically money in Venezuela, where it's kind of a tough life for a lot of folks there. The government has been radically inflating the money supplies we were discussing in the last segment. Hyperinflation has just ravaged people's wealth, has made it hard to find basic products like toilet paper, chicken, soap, things that you might need for your kids, like antibiotics, very short supply.
Ooh, I would not want medical care in Venezuela.
No, very bad. You do not want to get sick down there. And
go to Cuba.
The water supply is tainted. It's a bad situation. But there's a little bit of good news. There's a little bit of, light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. Actually, it's affecting people now, I should say. And that is the U.S. dollar. And look, I'm no fan of the U.S. federal government, okay? I'm not here to sing the praises of the dollar. As you pointed out, Chris, it has consistently gone down in value over the last 100 years, roughly, mm-hmm. since they got rid of all the precious metals backing in the 30s or whatever, and then they pulled them even further out in the 1970s. I think it was the Nixon administration that completely abolished the gold standard.
Yeah.
And, ever since, in the last 100 years, it's just been falling and falling in value. However, it does not fall as fast as the bolivar, which has been hyperinflated. So when you compare the two crap can currencies together, one is significantly more crappy than the other.
I mean, yeah, and there's some truth probably to the fact to the argument that other countries' adoption of the dollar props it up.
Yes. So, yeah, I would say you're right about
that. Yeah, I mean, and Venezuela doesn't have the benefit of other countries propping up its currency.
Yeah, nobody wants the bolivar. There's nobody right. that wants, I mean, the people who print it don't want to get paid with it.
Of course,
people who are buying oil, who are selling oil, they don't want to get paid with a bolivar. Nobody wants to get paid with a bolivar. That's why you couldn't get a pallet of toilet paper into Venezuela until recently. Because the toilet paper vendor, the wholesaler or whoever, wasn't going to take a stack of bolivar. The toilet paper itself is worth more money than the individual bolivar.
They actually undermined their own industries because the industries that they had in Venezuela couldn't get the supplies they needed in order to continue to operate.
Correct. And, and they also nationalized a bunch of their industries, which made it even worse because then you get the government running business.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They just ran them right into the ground.
There were so many issues. Like you were saying, wasn't toilet paper one of the industries?
Well, a lot of it was imported, from companies that are major manufacturers of paper products.
Like the paper was imported, I thought, and then they made toilet paper from it or something.
Maybe, but
that industry collapse because
probably
because they couldn't buy the paper in order to or the trees or whatever it was in order to make the toilet paper anymore.
I believe that. I didn't. I don't personally know that story. I know that there were the wholesalers wouldn't take the bolivar, so you couldn't get a pallet of toilet paper. Unless you could pay for it in dollars or euro.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm not 100% sure if it was toilet paper, but there was definitely something of that nature.
There was a bunch of industries that have been nationalized. Hundreds.
They were nationalized, but it wasn't that it was nationalized. It was that they had to close up shop, and then it was nationalized because they couldn't acquire the ingredients in order to.
Because of government regulations.
Right.
And,
exactly. They couldn't make the product anymore.
So here's what's going on. There are now too many dollars, and that's generally not a problem that that's not the worst problem to have in the world is too many dollars. But there are problems that come with having too many dollars and not enough places to put them. So, for instance, story from Bloomberg.com, an insurance saleswoman in the western town of San Cristobal tapes stacks of dollars from clients to the inside of a toilet tank in her office bathroom.
Ew.
A general contractor, unable to wire cash to his accounts in the U.S. because of sanctions, and likely because the banks won't allow him to in Venezuela, flew his elderly mother and wife from Caracas to Miami with $9,900 of cash each, just under the limit required for reporting money to U.S. customs authorities.
That's funny.
Now, I do want to say this. This isn't legal advice. But if you walk into an airport with $9,900 on you,
that's not a wise move.
Yeah, it's not a smart move.
No.
If they find that money on you, they're going to ask questions about it, and they're going to point out, they're going to say you're trying to avoid the reporting requirement, and that on its own is a crime.
Yeah, yeah. People have to be very careful when they're dealing with the government, especially when it comes to money, because even in the United States, if you were like pulled over by a cop or something like that,
they'll take it.
In the case of a cop, they'll just take it. But like,
they'll call you a drug dealer and take it.
Actually, the cops actually having physical cash, that's even another issue entirely. But like, if you have something close to $10,000 and you basically go and you not $10,000, but less than this, right? Because $10,000 is the reporting requirement. But if you go to the bank and you deposit like $9,998. They're going to say that you're basically evading...
They call it suspicious activity.
Yeah.
They will file a suspicious activity report, an SAR, with the Treasury, and that will likely result in an investigation being done on you.
Yep.
And then they will then likely file what they call a structuring charge, which is a very serious criminal financial crime.
Yeah,
it's a stupid crime, but it's
absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. But you're better off, despite all the paperwork that's going to be involved, you're better off, you know, waiting until after you got $10,000 and then going and dealing with the paperwork.
Yep, absolutely true. Because then they file a cash transaction report because it's $10,000 or more, and those are routine. Those are normal.
Right.
Those are standard. Those don't raise the eyebrows that the suspicious activity report
in
does.
In reality, it's the small cash businesses that have to be owners that have to be the most to be worried
right.
about, because they might be going in on a daily basis and depositing something
and
close
know.
To that and not knowing. And it's just because it's a routine in their business. But the government doesn't care. The agents, they'll file charges against you.
Former deputy chief of the Judicial Police, who now works as a security consultant, says, quote, "This is money earned through legal means, yet in a currency that exists entirely outside the country's constitutional order. This isn't money laundering," he says. He says, "You have to wonder how many people right now have money stacked inside their homes like Pablo Escobar." The collapse of the bolivar, according to Bloomberg, which shed 99% of its value against the dollar in just the year 2019, mirrors that of the Venezuelan economy, which has endured 21 consecutive quarters of decline. That's a 5 whole years of decline. The crisis has been aggravated by international sanctions that prohibit exports of oil to the United States and cut access to external financing. While inflation has abated somewhat, largely through severe restrictions on lending, it does remain the highest in the world at a current estimated annual rate of 6,567%. According to Bloomberg's Café con Leche Index, what is Café con Leche? It stands for coffee with milk. A year ago, a cup of coffee in Venezuela cost 450 bolivars. A year ago. Tell me how much a cup of coffee cost at the end of December.
Millions, I bet.
No, not quite. Only 30,000 bolivars.
Okay.
So, you know, half a buck.
Oh, I'm thinking of if we went over 20 years or something like that.
No. This is 1 year.
Okay, fair enough.
From 450 bolivar to 30,000 in 1 year.
A huge increase.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So how are people handling this newfound wealth, this cash that's coming in? They're able to actually retain some of the value because of the U.S. dollar. There's more coming up here. It's weird when the dollar has become subversive.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says he believes multiple U.S. embassies would have been attacked if the United States did not target a top Iranian terrorist.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies.
The president ordered the airstrike that killed Qasem Soleimani last week. He made the remarks during an interview with Fox News' Laura Ingraham. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving forward with the impeachment process. She's planning on sending the two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week for trial. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana says it's about time.
This idea that one person out of 435 can make a decision that even if the House passes legislation and the motion to reconsider is tabled, then it goes to the Senate. Hopefully that's resolved by next week and that charade ends and we finally get true justice where it's disposed of.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Listeners, they are there 24 hours a day. It seems like there's a lot of folks on our Discord server, hundreds of active users in just the last 30 days. And I do, by the way, purge the server from time to time. I don't like it when we have people who have been inactive for a long time, so I boot them out. So if you've been in the server for over 30 days without coming back, I figure, we'll just get rid of your account because I like to make sure that our numbers are as accurate as possible. So when I say we have hundreds of users that are active in the last 30 days, that's the truth. And you can go and check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. We've been talking about the failure of the Venezuelan Bolivar and how people in Venezuela are now switching over to the dollar. And they're being allowed to. Whereas previously it was a crime, and it still is technically not legal to do business in the dollar, but basically they're letting it happen.
I wonder, like... they must be paying. There must be some sort of tax, I would think, in Venezuela, right?
You would think.
How do the people?
How do they collect the
pay
tax?
Their tax if they're ignoring the fact that their dollars are illegal and
that's an excellent question. I don't know.
Well, the economy is operating in dollars.
I don't think I've seen that question addressed anywhere in what I've read about Venezuela over the years. So I have no idea. If you know the answer to Chris's question, call in. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Or maybe there aren't as many taxes directly on, you know. Maybe the tax is like on income, in which case they would be paying their income taxes in Bolivar. Like if you're a state worker or something, you're obviously getting paid in Bolivars.
Right.
Presumably many paychecks are coming in Bolivars unless they're getting paid under the table. So I don't know. Yeah, what are the taxes in Venezuela? Do they have property tax?
But how does a business owner pay somebody in Bolivar if they're getting dollars? You see what I'm saying?
A lot of people must be getting dollars under the table then, I would think.
So then the taxes effectively aren't being paid except for
some. We would have to learn what those taxes are. We don't even know what taxes, because you know, just presuming they have similar taxes to the U.S. won't necessarily jibe. It won't work.
I don't know. Maybe there's not.
Like, for instance, Mark Edge, our co-host, he's leaving to go to the Mariana Islands. They don't have property tax.
Right, right, right. I mean, I know they have a lot of oil, and so I'd imagine that most of their revenue comes from that.
Maybe.
But I don't know if, like, yeah.
I don't know. Let's go to the phones here. We got more on what's happening with the dollar down there. As I said before the break, it's kind of weird seeing the dollar become this subversive tool to empower the individual, which normally
it's very weird.
The reverse of that. But let's go to Hudson Valley guy, a.k.a. Dave in New York, calling on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey there. How you doing?
I'm well. What's on your mind tonight?
I hate juice because they are nothing
you
but
hate
greedy,
juice?
Greedy, J-E-W-S.
I'm not a fan of juice either.
I like some juice. I had some orange juice today. You said J-E-W-S, so you're a bigot. You're a racist. Are you a racist?
Oh, Jew. Oh, I'm nothing against
Jews. Because, you know, you're not only racist, but what?
You said you're a racist in what else?
I said not really racist because my ex-best friend in Seattle is nothing but a greedy Jew. He is just like Hitler.
Hitler wasn't
like
a Jew?
Oh, my God.
He is a dictator. He's a dictator. And he is on the Discord server as well. Says, oh,
so wait,
you can't say that.
Do you support Hitler?
No, I don't.
Okay. So you don't like Jewish people because you've known one Jew in your whole life who you didn't like?
He likes to be in control. He won't even give me a song that I actually like. The song is called Rubber by some guy named Renick.
He won't give you a song?
He won't even give me a song. The song is called Rubber by some guy named
Renick. Why does he need to give you a song? Is he a disc jockey?
There's a song on Soma FM on Doomed, and I've been wanting, you know, I keep on trying to record the song or whatever. TJ Phantom in Seattle is nothing but a greedy Jew.
Hold on, Dave. Instead of the name calling, which is very rude, and maybe this guy has not treated you well, I don't know what your relationship is with him, but why do you keep talking about him giving you a song? Why would he need to give you a song? I don't understand that.
What does that even mean?
I asked for the song way back in December, like in November, December,
what
and he wouldn't even
you
give it
asked
to me.
For
he
it.
The guy,
is he a disc jockey? Are you calling his radio show?
He's not a disc jockey, but he's just like the guy, he is even on the Discord server, you know, it's like, oh, I can't type in caps, I can't say this, can't say that, whatever.
Wait a minute. Hold on, are you saying this guy's on the LRN.FM Discord?
Yeah, he's on Discord, but
what's
like,
his username?
TJ Fanny, TJ something.
TJ something.
The,
Dave, you have not answered my question. I just want to understand. I mean, look, I'm not a bigot. I don't agree with you. I think it's ridiculous to categorize people all as the same because they were born in the same place or because they have the same religion or, you know, same ethnic background. I think that's ridiculous and it's ignorant and stupid. But I just want to understand, why are you asking this person who lives halfway across the country or all the way across the country, why are you asking him for a song? Why would this person need to provide you with a song? You live in the information age. Are you asking him to write a song for you? Is he a composer?
No, it's just the fact that he likes to be in control. He is just
What song do you want this guy to give to you?
What song is it that, like, is... I don't even understand how a song can make somebody in control.
Okay, what's the song?
The song is called... It's called Lover by some guy named Renick.
Lover by Renick?
Right. The song is called Lover, L-O-V-E-R, by some guy named Renick.
Okay, so why would this person who is out in the West Coast be in charge of this song? Like, why does this person, Renick, or this isn't Renick, right, that you're talking to? This is someone who's not Renick, the person you're talking to?
No, the guy's name is TJ. TJ the Phantom or something.
Okay, so
whatever.
How does he have control over this person Renick's song?
No. He. I try to go into his room and into the DS server on Discord, and he won't even let me type in caps. I can't say this. I can't be. I can't say Jews or whatever. Some blah blah.
Okay, so because you are an obnoxious user of Discord, and this guy is putting down rules against you. You're mad. You're mad he won't play a song on what? What's he got, like an internet stream? Is he like a Twitch streamer or something like that? What's this guy do?
I guess maybe he bought the whole entire CD, and he's only giving me little snippets, bits and pieces of the song, whatever. I want the whole entire thing.
Why would he buy... Hold on. How are you getting delivered the song? Is it over Discord? This guy's playing music?
He's playing like little bits and pieces on Discord, and he won't even.
Why don't you just go to YouTube and watch the video?
What?
Why don't you just go get the song for yourself on the internet? You know,
because it's hard to find.
Well, I'm looking right here at Renick on YouTube. I don't see Lover, but there's one called Love Twice. Body Control.
You have to do a Google search, whatever. The song. Type in Renick Lover.
Somebody. Let's just take you at your word that this is a hard to find track that you've looked all over the internet and you can't find it. This guy you are on a Discord server with has paid for the album and he's teasing you by giving you little snippets of the song, but you want to hear the whole song, so you're stamping your feet and you're throwing a tantrum like a little baby, and now you're mad because he won't give you what you want because you're too cheap to buy the CD yourself. Is that pretty much sum this up?
Well, no, because he's also on the Discord server, and you know,
and you're blaming him because he's Jewish, and you think that has something to do with it.
He says, "Oh, I can't say this. I can't say that."
Yeah, well, it's his damn server. He should be able to say whatever it is he wants. Look, I mean, it's obnoxious to have somebody shouting at you.
He likes to be in control. Why?
I have a solution for you. Why don't you set up your own Discord server?
Right.
Okay.
Talk to yourself.
And then you can have control.
Yeah, you should do that, Dave. I'm going to let that be the final thought in this conversation because, you know, I don't blame the guy. I mean... You know, you're always shouting in caps on the Discord server.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he types is in caps. But we let you do it. Now, if you get really bad and you start being racist in our Discord server, we will put you in the toxic room. And then you'll have James to talk to. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But I like your solution, Chris. Go get your own Discord server. They're free. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
A lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence, we've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25%. Off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And I've been meaning to say this in this conversation about Venezuela and their money situation that is just absolutely dismal. But amazingly, the dollar is actually helping them out because it's giving them an alternative that does not lose as its value as fast as the government money there, the bolivar, the other government money. And, of course, cryptocurrency is a better solution, in my opinion, for people that want to protect the value of what they've earned. And if you want to go and buy or sell Bitcoin Cash anywhere on the planet, including Venezuela, including Nigeria, including, Iran, you can go to local.bitcoin.com.
Anywhere that's not censored.
Well, yeah. Is it censored in some places?
I would suspect, yeah.
Maybe.
I mean,
I did see somebody on there from claiming to be from Iran, and unfortunately, it's not legal to sell to someone in Iran or buy from them. But if you wanted to, you could.
It's not legal in the United States.
That's what I mean.
But that doesn't necessarily mean it's illegal if you're in some other country.
That's true. That's true. Local.bitcoin.com, dozens of payment methods. You can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash. And importantly, there are no identification requirements to sign up for the site. So get on over to local.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we've got more from the story about how the U.S. dollar looks like helping save Venezuela's economy. At the very least, it's allowing people to do business and hold their money. Because if you had received bolivar from somebody that was buying a thing from you, you've got this depreciating thing that's like literally losing value as you have it in your hands. You want to get rid of that stuff as quickly as possible. And that's why they had the old stories about people coming into, during hyperinflation in the Weimar Germany, they'd bring in a
wheelbarrow
full of this cash just to buy a loaf of bread, and they'd get it in as quickly as they could on payday.
It's kind of interesting that their authorities are allowing this to happen. It kind of suggests that they've managed to steal effectively all that they can, the government.
They've maxed out.
Right, they've maxed out what they can steal from their their
Yeah, nobody's citizens. Being fooled anymore their by population. This boulevard. I mean, that's one right. of the things I'd asked when they made the switch over, when they went from Boulevard Fuerte and knocked five zeros off and went to the Boulevard Soberano in August of 2018. I said, is this going to fool anybody? Is there anybody in Venezuela nope. who's going to be like, oh, yeah, now it'll be fine? You know? And it
maybe,
didn't.
Maybe the five-year-old who doesn't remember.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't fool anybody. And so I think you may be right about that. And in fact, and I think they pointed out in this story coming up here,
yep.
but not only is the government looking the other way, but they're also aware of it and sort of embracing it publicly. Even the president, Maduro, has spoken in favor of dollarization. After initially being against it, he's changed his tune.
They need a new way to steal from their people. And until you recover your economy...
There's nothing to steal.
There's nothing to steal. And that's the
great point.
That's the problem.
So the story continues from Bloomberg Businessweek, pointing out that business owners are hiding stacks of dollars
yeah.
because they can't put it in a bank, because even though the government is sort of looking the other way, it's not officially sanctioned, well, so there's no bank accounts
you know,
that are allowed.
What's interesting about Venezuela is that there's actually a wealthy population that profited off of the collapse of the economy. If you go to Venezuela, you can actually go and see these really, really amazing neighborhoods, like
really?
Wealthy neighborhoods. Yeah,
with gates around them, I imagine.
With gates and everything else. And it's basically like the president's henchmen and
mm-hmm.
all of these,
of course.
You know,
the party men.
Yeah, immediately yeah. under him. And so it's not like this was, you know, not to somebody's benefit. It's always to somebody's benefit.
Oh, of course. The political class always reaps the wealth of the
right. They basically, you know, they words I can't use, but they cater to, they tell you what you want to hear.
Yep.
In order to get your vote, and then they steal as much from you as possible.
Well, that's true everywhere.
And they'll give you little bits
a
back.
Trinket.
Yeah, you know they'll give you a little bit of food back, or they'll give you a little bit of medical care back, or they'll give you a little bit of whatever it is, you know, that they told you, but they'll keep 90% of it.
Increasingly, the boulevard is used mostly to pay for a few subsidized goods, such as subway tickets or gasoline. That costs less than a penny in a tank, or a penny a tank in the former Petro state. The dollar has crept in for almost everything else. Hairstylists and window washers quote their prices in dollars. Juice and hot dog stands in Caracas are adorned with signs advertising that they accept payment in dollars or even via Zelle, the U.S.-based peer-to-peer payment system. It's not peer-to-peer. It's a bank system. Zelle is a
I would
system.
Think that wouldn't be legally operable in Venezuela.
They got an account somehow. Maybe it's their family members in the United States.
Most of the U.S. companies seem to be blocking these states, you know, like IP addresses in these countries. So I'm kind of curious if they're using VPNs, or maybe they must be getting around it somehow.
When it comes to you getting food on the table for your family, you probably figure out a way around it.
Yeah.
Jose Gomez runs a corner store in a working-class Caracas neighborhood that's stocked with Brazilian sweets and liquors. About 70% of his sales are in dollars. 70% of his sales are in dollars.
I wonder what the other... The 30% is in... Is it cryptocurrency? Or?
Oh, I doubt that.
I mean, it's not. It's clearly
it's
not
Boulevard. Like
it can't be in Boulevard. I mean, the amount of Boulevard you would need is just astronomical. Where do you store it? How do you store that kind of? I mean, it's hard to store dollars if you're taking it entirely in dollars.
Well, it's not as bad now that they lopped five zeros off, but it's getting worse
it's
by the day.
It's still terrible.
But again, 70-30. So he says, we don't know for how long the tax authorities will ignore us, he says. Juan Carlos, who asked that his last name be withheld for security reasons, owns a shop in the Chacao district of Caracas that sells imported luxuries such as Nutella and gluten-free flour. He has about $3,000 in his register on any given day.
Wow!
He pays his suppliers in dollars and takes his profits home at the end of the day. He says, quote, we've turned back to the 1920s, to keeping cash under our mattresses, he says. Banks in Venezuela cannot offer dollar checking or savings accounts. Several banks allow clients to stash their greenbacks in safe deposit boxes, however, and some of them charge a steep 2% fee on withdrawals. So they're letting their customers use their space,
what?
But charging them to pull the money out.
Usually when you get like a lockbox, I would think that they wouldn't know what's going into the lockbox, right?
It's different there. Venezuela's bank regulator, Sudaban, declined to comment. The dollar's ascendance has stoked fears about another wave of violent crime, like the one that began in the late 90s when gun-toting bandits on motorcycles preyed on drivers waiting at red lights. The number of so-called express kidnappings, day-long abductions for ransom, also skyrocketed. In December, Andres Gutierrez was robbed at gunpoint outside of his home in the Caracas neighborhood of Macaraquay, as he was coming back from a party. Quote, he took my phone and was pointing his gun at me as I laid on the sidewalk. He told me to close my eyes if I didn't want to die, Gutierrez said. He later managed to make a deal with the gunman, offering the pair of thieves $100 to get back his phone. He said, if I hadn't had dollars, they never would have given it back. He said, I don't think they would have accepted a Bolivar transfer. While crime figures are readily available, so again, even the criminals don't want to take Bolivar. He said that, while crime figures aren't readily available, theft and kidnappings are believed to have decreased in recent years as the Bolivar lost value. Ammunition increased in price, and the rich and poorest both left Venezuela in an exodus of 5 million of their people. With more dollars in circulation, there's once again something valuable to steal.
5 million people. What's the population of the country?
I think it's 30 million.
Wow, 5 million, and there's only a 30 million pop. If that's right, that's a substantial.
Let me check that for you.
That's a substantial number. That's that's like almost New York City moving and just leaving, exiting. I'm not even 8 million people is, I believe, New York City, and that's a substantial city in the United States, though.
Venezuela's 2020 population estimated at 28.4 million, according to UN data.
Okay, so wow, that's even more than...
It's a huge chunk of
their
country.
That's substantial.
This is another gentleman quote. At any moment, we will see crime blow up because we're facing a huge problem with how to move cash. It's chaos, said Jorge Barrios, who owns Caracas-based Gallery Security, so a security company. He says stores and homes are becoming cash deposits. While President Nicolas Maduro railed against the idea of officially swapping Bolivar for the U.S. dollar last year, equating it with a surrender of sovereignty, he thanked God for the greenbacks in a November interview, crediting their increased use with an economic recovery and resurgence of production. So he has officially acknowledged the fact that the dollar is helping the people of Venezuela. That's, of course, in spite of everything that he's done in his party. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.